ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मद्भागवतम चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 13। उन्मत्त मत्त जडवत्स्व संस्थां गतस्य मे वीर चिकित्सितेन अर्थ कियान् भवता शिक्षितेन। स्तब्धा परमत्तस्य च पिष्टपेशा। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। माय डियर किंग, यू हैव सेड, यू रास्कल, यू डल क्रेजी फेलो, आई एम गोइंग टू चास्टाइज यू एंड देन यू विल कम टू योर सेंसेस। In this regard, let me say that although I live like a dull, deaf and dumb man, and I am actually a self-realized person, what will you gain by punishing me? If your calculation is true and I am a madman, then your punishment will be like beating a dead horse. There will be no effect. When a madman is punished, he is not cured of his madness. Purport. Everyone in this material world is working like a madman under certain impressions falsely acquired in the material condition. For example, a thief who knows that stealing is not good and who knows that it is followed with punishment by king or by God, who has seen the thieves are arrested and punished by the police, nonetheless steal again and again. He is obsessed with the idea that by stealing he will be happy. This is a sign of madness. Despite repeated punishment, the thief cannot give up his stealing habit. Therefore, the punishment is useless. So, we are reading this 10th chapter, Canto 5, text number 13. The conversation between Maharaj Raghugun and Jadabharat. So here, Jadabharat is telling Maharaj Raghugun that he is giving good advice, and he is telling that you told me that I am fool, dull person, and even if you punish me, what you will gain by punishing a dull madman? But he also told him that I am a self-realized person, and in the purport Srila Prabhupada is explaining that everyone in this material world is like a madman under certain impressions falsely acquired in material condition. So, many years before, there was survey conducted by some psychiatrist people, and they found out that everybody is actually little mad. Some craziness everybody has, little to this extent, that extent. But we consider it normal because everyone is like that. But when it becomes too much, then people feel alarmed that something is wrong here. And whom we call mad is if someone thinks himself what he is not, just like an asylum, mental asylum. If someone thinks that he is prime minister, or someone even here moving around is claimed to be prime minister and behaving like that, and start ordering people, do this, do that, then people will come to know that he is a mad person. So similarly, we are spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna, and we are thinking ourselves to be someone else. We have acquired so many upadhis of being man or woman or Indian, American, nationality, caste, this community, that community, state, the place of residence from where we come from. So we have acquired so many upadhis. And instead of identifying ourselves to be servant of Krishna, we are behaving as if we are this thing, all of this designation. And material energy has completely convinced us that yes, I am this only. So, more or less, everyone is, because of influence of material energy, everyone is a madman. So, So in this madness, someone is leading his life and creating all false impressions, false society, false friendship, false enmity. He is my friend, he is my enemy. And he is leading his life. And in this way, the human form of life is completely wasted. So, here Rahugana, King Rahugana is a king. So, Jadabharat told him that you are thinking you are a king. Now similarly, we also think every living entity is having Purushattva Bhava in material world. And they think that they are enjoyer. And they think they are the king of whatever little influence they have, the king of their home or king of little property we have, the king of small business or assets we have. So in this way, everyone is thinking that he is a king. And even though they may be small king, but everyone thinks that he is a big king. And in this way, this advice of Jadabharat is very much applicable to all of us. And when someone is leading such life, then his illusion is destroyed by Krishna in the form of time. Jadabharat told him that you may be king today, but tomorrow you will be servant, and someone is servant, I may be king tomorrow. So many years before, there was a article in paper that it was around 95, just at the time I came to Krishna consciousness. That was a story, real story of a reincarnation of a child who was taken birth in Haryana. He was few years, 1 or 2 years old, and he was telling his father that let's go to Delhi. And his father was very poor person. He was taking care of cows, milking cows and buffaloes and removing cow dung, buffalo dung. So very poor person, and his child is constantly, he couldn't afford, so he just neglected the son's desire of going to Delhi. So again and again he was insisting, and when he grew up little, he became too much stubborn. So seeing his madness, his father told him, okay, we'll go to Delhi. So he took him to Delhi, and as soon as he came to Delhi, he was the first time the child is coming to Delhi. He immediately took his father properly to a certain house, through cities, all different roads. Without getting confused, he brought his father to a home. And then they knocked the door. And then two ladies came out. And he told, this is my home, and this lady is my mother, and this lady is my wife. So his child, 4 or 5 years old, and he's claiming some woman who is 25 or 30 years old to be his wife. And then it was totally unusual. And this boy, he told everything, because there are many things which everyone knows, just like someone is smoking cigarette, everyone knows which brand he take. But there are certain things only family member know. Many things are there. So this boy, he started explaining every detail, secrets of the family to his mother and to his wife, to his brother, his sister. And everyone was shocked that how is that to such a great intricate detail this boy is able to tell all the information. And then the family admitted, yes, that their son had died 6-7 years before in a car accident. And then he told that I am your son only. So now the person who was in a nice apartment, having nice car, he could maintain, from such a wealthy family, he died untimely, and now he took birth into a family of a person who couldn't afford even education also. He had to remove buffalo dung, cow dung, all these, and cleaning cows. So in comparison to what his life was before, he was cast into completely very poor condition. Kind of his servants, what his servant would have lived in his previous life, he was living that kind of life. So in this way we see that the person, according to his karma, he'll be cast. And it's practically impossible if someone plans that perpetually I will keep enjoying in this material world. It's not possible. He will enjoy for some time and then he will have to abandon this position and come down. It's not possible that perpetually he will be master and king, life after life after life after life, generation after generation, millennium after millennium. Someone is simply enjoying as a king or Indra or big post. It's not possible. He will be, material energy will arrange that he comes down. In fact, there is a story in Puranas where Lord Narayan was laughing. And seeing his smile, Lakshmi ji asked, "Why are you like smiling?" So he said, "Do you see these two ants?" So Lakshmi said, "Yes, what about them?" So Lord Narayan told that this ant, he was a Indra for 21 lifetime. And after being Indra for 21 lifetime, still he was not satisfied with lust, and now he is an ordinary insect, an ordinary ant in this planet. So this is how it works with everyone. In fact, it is explained that as soon as living entity come in this material world, first time he is given a body of a Brahma, and then he comes down, down, down to his present status. So it's not possible to perpetually remain and perpetually keep enjoying and all this. One's plan will be made futile and will be destroyed. We have classic example of King Ruga, and he knew there is a reincarnation, and he knew that if I give charity to Brahmanas and do pious activity, I can enjoy. So he thought that so much, and he was pious also in his upbringing, so he wanted to enjoy, and he kept on giving charity, kept on giving cows. So he thought that from Shastra I get information that if I give charity, do punya, pious activity, I will enjoy. So he was kind of making a plan of enjoying perpetually in this material world and giving charity after charity after charity and making elaborate plans of enjoying perpetually. But material energy arranged that he had to suffer, he had to become lizard with no mistake of his own. Some cow is given in charity, comes back, by mistake it's given to other in charity. And both Brahmanas refuse to take any number of cows in against that one cow. And for displeasing Brahmana, he has to suffer. So this is how a person may be very much determined and very much determined that I want to enjoy, but there is a material energy who is doing this thankless job of destroying all the plans of all living entities, and he cannot remain perpetually happy in this material world, and he cannot enjoy his condition. He will have to give up his condition as a king or being enjoyer, and he will have to come down as a lower position also. Just like it's not possible to take the one side of a coin, similarly it's not possible just to take enjoyment in this material world. Along with this side, the suffering will also come. One will have to accept it. There is no excuse. So in this way, in material world, in this madness, someone thinks and keep making plan one after another, but all of his plans will be frustrated. So this Dehatma Buddhi is like madness, thinking one to be someone else. So this enjoying propensity, by following the rules and regulations of scriptures, the enjoying propensity comes down. And one is then start behaving as the servant of Krishna, and then he tried to identify oneself as the servant of Krishna. Although still that time he is simply identifying himself to be master of all little house, property, or little area of influence he is having. So one has to come back to his original identity. And in Kali Yuga, the civilization is to increase the madness, to increase the bodily concept of life. Unrestricted sense gratification, that is called hedonism. Without any guilt, just hedonism, without any guilt, unrestricted sense gratification. So it simply increases the bodily concept of life more and more, and the more person identify with body, the more he is suffering. A few days before, a devotee was giving example, just like a monkey, already is a monkey jumping here and there, already is creating chaos. And talk to all, if he is given liquor, how much chaos he will create after getting intoxicated. And on top of it, if some scorpion bites him, how much more chaos he can create. So all this unlimited sense gratification and giving, empowering with people who are having uncontrolled senses with technology, is like giving monkey intoxication. He creates more and more. Already he is having Purushattva Bhava, and now get technology and think that I can actually control material nature. I can control, I just press some buttons and it happens. So this dominating tendency to dominate our material nature, it increases more and more. And then the person gets completely destroyed. And even if person, he himself may not be like a monkey, but if he keeps in faith in monkey, then he'll also be in trouble. Just like there was a king, and then that king was having a monkey, and he would go and bring new fruits. And he became very happy and thinking that this monkey is really serving me, giving me new fruits. So he gained more and more faith. So he started putting more and more faith in this monkey. So one day he thought that this monkey is my only well-wisher, and all others are not that much well-wisher. So when he was taking rest, he gave the sword to this monkey and told that you guard me. No need for other people to guard me. You are my only well-wisher. So when he was thinking like that, he started doing like that, all people advised him, what you are doing? He's a monkey after all. He said, no, you are envious people. This monkey is actually my well-wisher. So few days went by, and one day this monkey saw that there is one mosquito who is hovering near the face of this king. So he started with his sword trying to kill this mosquito. He started chasing this. And then this mosquito sat on the face of king, and immediately with full force he tried to kill the mosquito who was sitting on the face of king. And this poor king, he died miserably. So similarly, people keep faith in scientists and such kind of people who have uncontrolled senses, and they give so many new technological products. And by giving technological products, they think, oh, these are my real well-wisher. I have gained so many nice products from them. And he start keeping faith more and more. And then he gives whole of his life's control into people who are atheists, who don't have control of senses. And then what happens? It brings destruction, it brings suffering upon the living entity. So in this way, person in future conversation will see that in this way a person is simply suffering because of this bodily concept of life. And Jada Bharat tells Rahu Guru Maharaj that it's the mind who is the cause of all troubles. And one has to get detached from all this madness of mind, which is creating newer and newer body, animal species, human species, demigod species, all different species of life. And this uncontrolled mind, which is chasing after many, many desires, is the cause of suffering. It creates conceptions that this is good for me, this is bad for me. And just to fulfill that conception, or trusting the mind's conception, mind says this is good and we trust in mind, okay, this is good and I do it. So in this way someone is chasing, So lifetime after lifetime is wasted. And he is acquiring body one after another. In fact, there are devotee king who were having this transcendental knowledge. So because they had this transcendental knowledge, they would refuse to accept these things. We have an example of King Nimi, and he wanted to perform sacrifice for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, but Vasishtha Muni, he told that you wait for some time, and he went to Indra sacrifice. But King Nimi nevertheless performed sacrifice, thinking that life is very short. So he performed sacrifice, and Vasishtha became angry with him that why you perform sacrifice in my absence. So he became angry and he cursed him that you die, you give up your body. So Nimi also cursed him that without my fault you are cursing me, punishing me, so you also will die, you also quit your body. So after some time, the demigod offered Nimi Maharaj, he told that there was no fault of yours, so we offer you new body. And he could have accepted body and he could have got the whole kingdom. He would again come back as a king of this world and enjoyed it for many, many years. But King Nimi, knowing that this body is the source of all trouble and it can simply create more, it's along with body, thus inevitable suffering comes. So even though he had the opportunity for being the king and so much enjoyment, he refused to accept that body. So the person who actually is having this knowledge, he will never on his own want to have to do with anything with this material world. He will simply finish off his business and he will prefer to go back to spiritual world. Just like in this world, like many people have experience that if they beat a dog, if dog is coming to your home, if you beat him, throw some stone, he'll go and after some time he'll again come back. Again you beat, again he'll come back. So because he's having no intelligence or he's kind of mad. Similarly, Prabhupada gives in this purport example of a thief. He gets caught, he sees other people getting caught, steals and get punished, and again he keeps doing the thing. The Prabhupada says this is kind of foolishness or madness. Similarly, if in this material world one lifetime we get beaten, we still again want to come back next lifetime, we get beaten, again want to come back, thinking that next time I will prepare properly, I will not do any sinful activity, only pious activity, so I will not be kicked. So it's not possible, it will not happen. Again he will be kicked back, he will be kicked again and again. So if we are also doing like thinking that I can come back again and again and again enjoy, then it's like that dog or this thief who is getting kicked and punished, still he wants to come back or still he wants to do the same activity again. So this is how the madness or bodily concept of life, Dehatma Buddhi, is the cause of suffering for all living entity, and one has to give it up. In conditioned state, a person become mad for lust, he become excessively lusty, so it's called, that is also kind of madness. Someone because of anger becomes mad, that is also called madness. They want to destroy anything, they want to do anything, they become mad actually. If someone becomes excessively greedy, he has also become mad, he doesn't hesitate to do anything. He will exploit people, he will torture people, he will murder people, he will cheat them anyway without seeing the suffering of others. So he also becomes mad because of envy. Then excessive pride also makes a person mad. This Nahusha, he became Indra. And immediately because of that he became excessively proud. And he told Sages that you carry, Saptarushi told them that you carry my palanquin. And somehow the humble sages, they somehow carried, and then he was telling them sarpa sarpa quickly. Sarpa, this meaning word is having meaning quickly also, one of meaning. So the sages were tolerating, but they saw that he is excessively proud, So he cursed them, okay, sarp, you become sarp. And he became snake. So in this way, person become, because of excessive pride, also become mad. So kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, matsar, all of these, all these six anarthas make a person mad. So in conditioned state, becoming mad because of this, instead of that, we should prefer to become mad for Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he received mantra form Ishwarpuri, as soon as he chanted this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So as soon as he started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he became mad and he told Ishwarpuri that what kind of mantra you have given me? I become japite japite hoila pagal. Just by chanting this mantra, I become mad. And Ishwarpuri glorified, he said that this is the goal of this chanting Mahamantra. You have very quickly achieved this. So this shows that our goal is to become mad for Krishna. So either we have choice to become mad for material objects, sense objects, or to become mad for Krishna. There is nothing in between. Either we become mad for this or become mad for Krishna. So from this madness, we have to increase our madness towards Krishna. And that state of, we have to be completely addicted to Krishna and become mad for him. Just like gopis, the state when Krishna was missing for some moment, they are cursing Brahma that what kind of defective creator you are. That you have created eyelids which we can't see Krishna for one moment. And when Krishna disappeared, they became completely mad. They were imitating Krishna's pastimes. So these ecstasies, transcendental ecstasies, when someone attains Krishna Prema, they are also like madness. We have another example of Kulakshekhar Maharaj. As soon as he would narrate any incidents of Ramayana, he would get completely absorbed in that. And he would start doing things like that. So external point of view, it's a kind of madness. When he heard that Lord Ram, Sita has been kidnapped by Ravan, immediately told his generals that arrange military, we have to attack Lanka. So it's like a completely madness, no relevance with his present day life. And then his minister arranged that some other people, party came from other side saying that we already won the war, Ravan has been defeated. So then he came back. So in this way, our ultimate goal is to become completely mad for Krishna. And that's what we want to attain by this chanting of Mahamantra. And that is our goal. We have to be completely addicted to this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We have to be completely addicted to this name, form, pastime of Lord. And then only we can join the pastime of Lord Krishna where all transcendentally mad people are there. So in one case, the goal of our movement is to create madmen. And to create madmen who are mad for Krishna. That is the goal of our movement. So knowing this in our mind, that this is our goal, we should try to become mad for Krishna. Otherwise, we will rot in this material world, chasing the images of mind, misconceptions given by mind, lifetime after lifetime, without any consideration. In fact, Bhakti Siddhanta Suresh Thakur, he made the statement that mind is the greatest atheist. And in future verses, the conversation between Rahuguna and Jadabharat, we'll see that he is giving the same message to Maharaj Rahuguna. In fact, Bhakti Siddhanta Suresh Thakur told that we want to crush this civilization. We want to crush this civilization, which simply increases the madness of people, who makes the people more and more mad after materialistic life and which makes which increases the bodily concept of life, and they make us think that we are independent of God. So we have to give up our chasing the misconceptions of our mind, and the process which gives, which Jada Bharat told Maharaj Raghun, that the process of doing this is to remove this madness is Mahatpada Rajobhishekam. We have to take the dust of the great souls, great devotees of Lord Krishna, and completely smear our body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees. And then we have to, the only way to cure the madness of mind is to take the shelter of the instructions of spiritual master. And when someone takes the complete shelter of the instruction of spiritual master, to the extent it takes, to that extent he can be cured of this madness. This is the only process. After many chapters, we will see that after telling him, he is saying this is the only solution. Finding spiritual master and then taking shelter of the instruction of spiritual master, taking the dust of great devotees of Lord and smearing our body completely with this dust, and then faithfully serving the instructions of spiritual master is the only way to get out of this madness of mind. So we have to follow this instruction of Jada Bharat and take shelter of the instructions of spiritual master. And to the extent we take shelter of the instructions of spiritual master, to that extent we'll be cured of this madness of mind, and then we'll come back to our original state of being the servant of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Some question, is there something? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.